here so long.
Testing.
Hello. Hello.
Testing.
Ready? And we are back for another episode of Shot of Wisco Podcast, other known as Sal. I am Corey. This is Kyle. You know it. We got Johnny No Hands behind the mics, cameras.
Mr. Can't Catch?
Yeah, he can't catch. He never... Can you catch, Johnny?
I can catch anything.
Chlamydia.
That's how you want to start the show. No. That's how you want to start the show. Chlamydia. All right.
I can catch anything.
So we're going to dive into a lot. We're going to go over our weekend, obviously, first after we get the intro done. Kyle probably did nothing, sat on his ass all weekend. Fucking big, boring guy. I, of course, went to South Dakota. On a big buffalo hunt. It was really fun. Felt like I was
Buffalo soldier.
Bear Grylls for a little bit. Felt great. It was fun. So we're going to dive in, guys. Hope you guys enjoy the show. Sit back. Get yourself a nice little glass of wine. And let's have at her.
Well, eggnog.
You're such a piece of shit. And we are back. All right. So before we dive into news, hypotheticals, or what have you, we're going to dive into the weekend. Kyle, what'd you do? Just say it. Say the N-word. Nothing.
No, I did something. At Christmas on Saturday.
Okay. So you ate. Good. And you sat.
Drank.
A lot?
It was like a big, big family Christmas.
How many beers? Estimate.
Like 10.
That's it?
Then I went home, started drinking that.
The Mixies. Mm-hmm. Ron Diaz?
I had a hangover on Sunday.
There you go. How hungover?
It wasn't on the scale of my worst hangovers. Let's just say that.
Packer game probably didn't help.
No, but that was I was feeling better at that point, so it wasn't that bad. But.
Okay. I hear you. Friday morning, I left 9-hour car ride to Aberdeen, South Dakota. And then me and my dad went to the hotel. Had a couple drinks. Saturday, woke up, went buffalo hunting with a guide that we were out there with, Jim River Outfitters. I'll kind of explain it. So, basically, we kind of knew where he's kind of been, like, scouting them. So, we knew, like, a mile radius of, like, where they were. And I don't know if you know this, Kyle. The further you get out west towards South Dakota, it is fucking flatter and shit. It's just nothing. It's just fields. So, you know, like they had like 18 trees, I think, in the whole state of South Dakota. But anyway, so we're out there. We find a cow and three bulls. We're following them. So buffalo, they're 3,000 pounds for one. They're huge monsters. And when they can see just as good as we can. Mm-hmm. So like if you get spotted, it's over. So it's like very.
They huff ass away from you.
Yeah. Fast? So I never 45. Miles an hour.
Oh.
Fastest animal outside of an antelope in the U.S.
Really?
And the only thing different, antelope can only do it for about a mile before they get tired. And buffalo can go for 30, 40, 50 miles without stopping.
Really?
They're the most enduring. They're the most endurance animal in the U.S. So I learned a lot. So we were out there. We're in trees. So, like, our guide was in front of us, and his daughter was behind us. And like whenever like we were trying to get close, like we were in a line.
You walked in a line?
We walked everywhere. So we walked probably 6-7 miles that day. So we're walking and like we moved as one the whole time. Like very strategic. Felt like I was in the army there for a little bit. Felt like I was on a, you know, I was on a big op.
Yeah, you're being an ops guy.
Yeah, big ops guy. So we kind of had them going one way. They kind of turned in a different direction. So, like, we were going to cut them off and realized they turned around. So then we had to, like, get underneath, down past, like, a hill line because you use the hill lines to, like, protect yourself. And we sprinted, like, a mile to get in front of him.
How was your fucking dad doing?
My dad struggled. If everyone doesn't know, my dad's like 320. Has got a new hip, but he for the last bit was walking. Mm-hmm. But I sprinted with the guide for like a mile, which I haven't sprinted a mile in a long time, mm-hmm. with a gun in my hand. So we finally get in front.
This was like COVID. You were fucking.
Yeah, it was Charlie very intense. Was coming, yeah, you know, it was intense. Running. So we get up there, we're on a tree line. So just to give you like a little heads, like, so we were 150 yards out. It felt like 50 because they're so big. I felt like they were 50 yards from us when we shot. And really? He says, I don't allow people to shoot over 75, but we got into like a spot. They were in the wide open. We're on a tree line. Like, you guys feel comfortable shooting 150? I was like,
mm-hmm.
So loaded the gun because you can't have a loaded gun for is one of the guides. Rules until
makes
you're about
sense.
To shoot.
Makes sense. Yes. Shot in the back.
So I took the lead bull, pounded him, hit him, smoked him right in the heart.
Oh, really?
First shot, bang. Right in the heart. Drop yep. him? So don't want to tell you guys I have the best shot in Keeler, Wisconsin. I mean, yeah. So hit him. No, it took me 3 shots for him to drop. It took my dad 6. Doesn't mean he had bad shots. Like, they're that, their hide is 4 to 5 inches long, thick.
Holy fuck.
So he's like, some bullets you shoot some of them barely get through the hide. That's how like big and tough these animals are. So
okay, run me through this. So you blast them once. Do they take off fucking running after that?
No. So he said they do 2 things. So buffalo, no one knew this podcast was going to be a big infomercial about buffalo. But so. Buffalo, they work on a day basis. Like, whatever they do in the day, they forget it the next day. They don't remember, like, they move on to the next day. So,
short-term memory.
Pretty much. They work on a day basis. So, every day they fight the bulls. Whoever, they want to figure out who top dog is. Like, they fight each other hard. And he said, what's going to happen is if you shoot them, this is what they're going to do. They're either going to run, the other ones, or they're going to start beating the crap out of the one on the ground. Like mauling him.
Oh.
Like, if you take the big dog that's been beating the crap out of them for months, they're going to beat the crap out of him and think, I'm now top dog. Mm. I did that. I just killed him.
Mm.
That's what's going to happen. And he said, usually, like, I've been on hunts where we shot at one, and we've seen one come from, like, 3 miles sprinting to beat the crap out of that bull. Like, they're very
aggressive.
So I shoot. The other two, like, were kind of clueless. I mean, they weren't clueless. Like, they're looking around trying to figure out what's going on. So I shot. And then I shot again, and mine started, like, going down. And he's like, Jeff, shoot. And my dad was right fucking to the left of me. And so right when he's like, shoot, my dad shot. I'm telling you, I thought my ear was bleeding. Mm. That was tough. Mm-hmm. A big, high-powered rifle shot next to me. I was like, oh. So then the next couple, I covered my ears. But we pounded him, got him down. We shot him. We were done by noon on Saturday. Took him to the butcher. They were done. We left at 11. They butchered those and had it all done by 11 the next day.
Really?
Yeah. So it was fun. And then 9 hours back home. It was a very short trip.
So what did you guys do with your hides and all that? You got a guy out there that's working on them?
Yeah, taxidermist out there that's going to give us shoulder mounts. Okay. So very, very cool. They're 3,000-pound animals. We brought home 1,500 pounds of meat.
Mm.
So my dad had an empty chest freezer, and we filled it to the top, and then we put some in your dad's chest freezer. About 65 pounds, we put 120 pounds in mine and 65 in our office freezer. So we're just trying to find places to put it.
Yeah, you're trying to find.
But it's cool. So it was very, very fun and exciting hunt.
That sounds like it.
And then we got drunk Saturday night. Real drunk. Real, real drunk.
You
got on
cool places down there?
Whiskeys. Well, actually, our hotel was connected to a steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So we went there both nights. And whiskeys, and then I, of course, went on to the White Russians. Thought that was a smart idea. I was dickered.
How was your drive?
Long. Mm. The way home sucked. Mm. Yeah, it was long. We didn't get home till 10 o'clock. So, but it was fun. Yeah, it was good. So, outside of that, even like a funnier, I mean, not funnier, but like, this is like kind of crazy. That you didn't have any.
I've had that in for a long time.
Okay. So
I was gonna freshen up.
When we were like 3 years ago, we did it like three times. We went up to Sitka, Alaska on a fishing trip. You remember when we did that? Mm-hmm. So the guy that owns the little island in Sitka that we stayed at, and that is the outfitter, he started Super 8 Motel. He's like a billionaire. Yep. Ron Rivet. And he's from Aberdeen. So he sold Super 8 in the 90s for $125 million, sold it like 10 times over, billionaire. And he then made My Place. They have like 90 locations in the U.S., so big. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, oh, we're in Aberdeen. We should like reach out to Cameron, his grandson, who like was on the hunt with, or on the fishing trip with us, like guiding us. We go to find out Ron Rivett died the day before we got down there.
Oh, really?
And then like what's even kind of like even more wild is My Place's Christmas party was in the event center that was attached to our hotel. So like Cameron was there.
Did you go and talk to him and everything?
No, because I think it was a sad Christmas party. Mm. Because
so did you see the sign that the Christmas party was there? And you're like,
We're like, how? Like, what are the odds that it's in the event center that the hotel that we stayed at, Holiday Inn Express, wasn't even to My Place, and we stayed there, and they were having it there, and he passed. And like, we got to catch up with him. And I looked up like Ron's name, and he just passed away, and they're having the Christmas party the night that we got there in the hotel event center that we were in.
Pretty wild. Did you tell him you're there or no?
No. His grandpa died, so we didn't want to ruffle any feathers. Mm-hmm. But isn't that kind of crazy? A little wild. We were
weird how small the world is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
but also very big.
No, I know that. But you're gonna go somewhere and then you see someone that you know and you're like
oh. I always get to this point, like you know, like when you travel and you go to places and you see these small towns, you're like, there's people that live here. Mm-hmm. Like you know, like how many people live in these like small fucking towns in South Dakota?
Yeah, you go to like we'll go to like Mexico or something. You'll be sitting in the hot tub talking to somebody. Be like, oh, we're from Wisconsin. It's like, oh, we're from Illinois. And it's like, really, where at? And they're like, say some town that's like 20 miles from you. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, how are you here? And we're here at the same time. Yeah, crazy. So, all right, that's my story. So we're going to dive into news. Do you want to go first?
Sure. Quick Trip to expand operations in Wisconsin with $150 million investment. The investment will create 500 more jobs by 2027. They will expand their dairy, commissionery, and bakery facilities in La Crosse, Wisconsin, as well as open a new building in Onalaska and a new satellite distribution center. What the hell is that for?
So I'm guessing because they make the majority of everything in Quick Trip, it's their distribution center for getting that stuff to the locations, would be my guess. Okay. But hey.
Good for you.
Quick Trip. Yeah. I mean, these guys just every year.
I should have wrote down the rest of the stats.
Year in and year out, Quick Trip just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it. Quick Trip.
I love it.
Yeah, cool. No, I mean, it'll be soon enough that they'll be everywhere. And it's crazy. You go to, like, different cities or states. Like, there's no state. I mean, like, obviously there's Love's. There's Casey's. Casey's a bit is bigger than Quick Trip. Mm-hmm. But then there is, like, Holidays. There's, like, other ones, Flying J's. But, like, if you go to, like, a lot of these towns, they're all, like, just, like, mom-pa gas stations. Mm-hmm. Like, not a lot of, like, you go to Wisconsin, it's all Quick Trips. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. Like, you go to other states, and, like, they might have a big presence of one, but, like, there's still a bunch of, like, no-namer.
Small ones, yeah.
Yeah, and we just don't got that anymore, do we? That's gone. So, tell you what, shittiest gas station I think I've ever been in, BP.
I'll agree with that.
BP stink.
They do.
Yeah, don't go to the rest stop at a BP.
I stop there every now and again when we travel. If I have to, and it's...
You just wish you were in a Quick Trip.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you know what you're getting when you go to Quick Trip.
That's every time, baby. Consistency. Consistency, it's key. All right, so on to the next thing. The NFL suspends Steelers' DeMonte KZ for the rest of the season for his hit on Michael Pittman Jr. You seen it?
They suspended him the rest
of the whole year. So the only reason I want to bring this up is we're all football fans, right? I mean, they're taking football out of football. You know what I mean? You remember in the early 2000s, like Ed Reed, Brian Dawkins, Ray Lewis, like you go over the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's the.
You didn't. If you're going up for a ball, you didn't leave yourself defenseless.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know it's going to sound very selfish of us to be like, oh, we want that back because safety, you know, is a big thing, right?
No, I understand that. But
I mean, you sign up to play football.
Football's
an aggressive sport.
There's some precautions to jumping up in the air.
I'll go so far to say I want the hits.
No, I agree.
You play defense, you're a linebacker, you come into my territory, I'm going to light you up.
There's some spots that people shouldn't be getting hit that hard, and it's like if your quarterback's sliding or like something like that.
Yes.
If they're making a defenseless play.
Bring back the tackle. Bring back, like, we all remember being like a kid and looking up the hardest hits on YouTube.
100%.
And it was like just Ray Lewis, like lighting people
Brian
up.
Dawkins.
Oh my God. I missed that football baby. So much. And I guarantee a lot of people would agree. Like, obviously the NFL is a huge product and they're fans across the world, but it's like, I get you're trying to be like, make sure the players are safe, but they signed up to play football. Football's tough. And you're like, and here it is. Hey, you see, they're not making these. I mean, rules. You see, coal miners, like people in other fields, their jobs are dangerous. Like, hey,
here's the thing too: is your quarterback shouldn't be throwing up for a defenseless receiver?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Like, I just hey,
if you leave a player out to dry and they get killed,
mm-hmm. I just feel like you're taking football out of football. Mm-hmm. You know what?
That wasn't even
bring I mean, the hits back.
Sure, that was the guy was spearing his body to try to catch it. Mm-hmm. So, and he got fucking.
Michael Pitt got drilled.
So it's like, I don't know what you do there. Mm-hmm. That's a hard.
No, I'm all in on bringing back tough football.
I'm in.
Yep. So
I mean, you sign up for it.
I want the hits. I mean, if you're defense, you want to be scary. You want to put fear into that's the offense.
True. It's true.
So
yeah, don't lob up a fucking ball.
Ray Lewis would be suspended every year if he would have played now.
100%.
You look at Brian Dawkins, he would be banned from the NFL. After one season, he'd be banned off the all the hits that he gave out. Oh, I loved it. Troy Polamalu, like all these guys, like that was fun football. Like all the hard hits, helmet coming off, and you're like,
and you were fucking woo! Scared. You were scared of them.
Yes, like 100%. I miss it. I miss that football. Just being honest.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was just because we were kids.
But like, no, it's not. I just like tough football. I'll say it.
Like you went off to recess. You were fucking. You were trying to be Ray Lewis out there, and you weren't supposed to be tackling.
Here comes the boom! All right. Kyle, what do we got next?
I believe this is... Help me with this. So, I believe this is AAA. Or it could be AAA, Alcohol Anonymous.
Okay.
Or alcohol, whatever it is.
Okay.
For alcoholism. So, it says AAA to roll out a toe and go. Has to be AAA. This went live November 27th. If you need a ride, you're supposed to call this number, and a tow truck will come pick you up and your car and take you to a safe place.
If you're drunk.
Didn't say that. Didn't say anything about alcohol. But AAA is like who you call if your car is broke down.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand. On there, I was like, my first question is this for drunk drivers or is this for people that are broke down? But...
It's got to be for people broke down. There's no.
Well, and it's
why would you think that is? Why would you think it's drunk drivers? AAA is like you're AAA. Like you call them if
but
you're.
It was AAA. That would not say AAA.
No, it's AAA. It's not AA. It's AAA.
Oh, it's AA. I'm a fucking idiot.
Idiot. Yeah, no, they're gonna tow people. That's an drunk? Ultimate dumb. No, you went to drunk. No,
but if
no,
I'm drunk,
no,
will
no.
Will they take me in my car home?
Oh, Kyle, no, that's like if you're broke, they'll come tow you. Yeah, it's okay. AAA.
I let the air out of my tire 3 feet from the Keeler Mall. Boys, she happened again. Anywho, AAA. If
did you think
down,
AA
so-
was AAA?
Yeah, I read it as AAA, like alcohol.
So two
anonymous.
What's the last A?
Don't.
No. So all right. So Kyle's news is that AAA is now making it so if you call AAA, they will come tow you and take you to a safe place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for free.
Yeah. So nothing to do with drunk. Safe. Nothing to do with alcohol.
They said they prefer if you remember first before you.
Sure. Call. Okay. All right. That was a very. I mean, you made
this is news though. If it's you get a snowstorm, you get stuck.
I want to know what goes through your head when you're like, oh, AAA. That's got to be alcohol, right?
I reread the article like three times to see if there
so
was any.
Here's my question. I'm just trying to run through your brain. So AAA, you thought that Alcohol Anonymous was going to come pick you up?
You're going right to class, boy. I don't know. I didn't know if they were hiring tow trucks on demand to pick people up for drinking.
This is why people think we're really stupid. It's all right. All right. We're going to move on to another stupid topic. The Packers lose to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 34-20, if I'm correct. Does that sound correct? Kyle, what was your thoughts in the game?
I didn't like it. Didn't like 1 second of it. Wasn't good. Wasn't having fun.
This video and this part of the podcast is going to be just me trying to get Joe Barry fired.
Mm-hmm.
This guy stinks. Do people realize that this guy was on the 0-16 Lions that had probably the worst defense of all time? Why is he with the Green Bay Packers right now? Baker Mayfield hasn't looked like Baker Mayfield for years.
No.
And we made him... I thought he was in an Oklahoma jersey out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he looked like...
He looked good out there.
Yeah. He had almost a perfect passer rating, 22 of 28, 381 yards, 4 touchdowns. The Packers couldn't stop anybody. We looked like Swiss cheese out there.
Did you see that meme?
Yeah, I made it.
You did?
Yeah, that was Wisconsin Clothing Company.
Oh. Scrolled right past that on
it. Yeah, that was me. Thanks for liking it.
I had a long weekend.
Yeah, right? No, so if only thing that gets talked about the Packers being now, what, 6-8? Six and eight, probably not going to make the playoffs. All I want to say is Joe Barry needs to be fired. And if you believe that, comment below and like this video.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking A. Get him out of Green Bay.
Well, I've seen a bunch of posts like, what world do we live in that he doesn't get fired?
I know. I don't know. But the Packers always do this. Who was the guy before? Dick, no, who's a long time with, he was a long time D coordinator with, Mike McCarthy. Nothing, Kyle?
Dick?
I'll find out for us right here. Dom Capers.
Mm.
Yeah, he stunk, and we kept him around way too long. And we're going to do the same thing with Joe Barry. So, like I said, he needs to be fired tonight. Do you agree?
And if we don't, we strike.
I will strike. I will strike. And by that, I mean I will only watch a little bit of the next game.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I mean, I'll still watch it and cry.
Yeah, I'll still watch it, but I'm not going to be happy.
As long as we beat the Vikings and the Bears. Yeah.
No, fire him right now. I'll do it. I get it. Like, it's a tough decision. I will drive to Green Bay right now and fire him. Kyle, you ready? Look at this. You're gone.
Oh, I thought that was a gun.
All right.
That's Kyle, a threat.
What do we got next?
All right, next one. This one's off the riff. I seen this on TikTok. Stevens Point, Quick Trip. Have you seen this guy? Heavier set man. He's looking at me like I'm an idiot. Gains 800,000 followers on TikTok from just doing dances outside of work. You know what I'm talking about?
What's his name?
Landon.
Landon.
But his name is Fat Boy Landy.
Yeah. No, I see him all the time on my TikTok. He's got the swagger. I'm pretty sure who is the bald guy that was
Howie
on?
Mandel.
Howie
Mandel and Doja Cat both did hit, like, the reactions to his
videos. I don't know what it is about a big heavier set guy.
With the moves?
Who's got the moves. And he's not afraid to show it.
Yeah.
He's got a little bit of a Chris Farley feel to him.
Yeah, he does.
Like, He's okay being in his body. And, hey, Landy, look at us two. We're on your side. We love it. It's just another reason to like Quick Trip. They got Fat Boy Landy on their side.
He seems like he loves his job.
Loves his job. He's out dancing right in front of the car wash.
I'd love to see it.
My TikTok, so good for him. Good for Quick Trip.
Yeah.
Nice little partnership there. Mm-hmm. You got to think, like,
800K followers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's huge. Boom. He's huge. And you just got to think Quick Trip's marketing team's like, boy, we got lucky with this guy. Thank God he's working here. You know what I mean? So, yeah, hey, you know, we should try to get Landon on the show.
I'm in.
I think it's like Landon Aft.
Yeah, it's Landon A-L-F-T. That might be an I, A-L-F-T.
I think it's Aft. But, okay, yeah, W for Quick Trip, W for Landon.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I talked to him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I talked to him too. Maybe he could teach us some moves. We both are stiffer and barn board. Tell you that for sure.
Alcohol, if that happens.
Oh yeah. Got to have the liquor going if I'm going to be dancing.
I'm going to be dancing.
Yeah, but hey, get me on a wedding dance floor. I will be shaking it.
Nice shoes on. They're slick on the bottom.
Shaking it like I got it. You know what I mean?
Break an ankle,
ooh. Get one of these going.
It's dark in there, so no one can see you.
Yeah. All right. On to our last news segment of the day. Have you seen what's going on with Panera Bread?
Mm-hmm.
So Panera Bread, they offer a charged lemonade. Apparently two people have died from it. Dennis Brown drank three of them, which, I mean, that's not a good thing to do. But he drank three of these on October 9th and went into cardiac arrest, and he passed away. Sarah Kratz, who has a heart condition, drank one of these and ended up passing away. So
the way that these used to work, and I don't think that they do it anymore, now that they're having all these problems, but they used to sit out by, like, the pop dispensers.
So you could fill it as much as you want.
So you could just get one, drink it, go get another one, drink it. And if you didn't know, they're, like, really, they're sour. But if you didn't know,
so just
there was that much
caffeine. Yeah, just for people to understand, a large cup of this is 390 milligrams of caffeine. A normal, like, Ghost or, like, those are around 200 to 300 is normal. That's so true. These are 390. I mean, you're juiced up. You said you had one.
I had one at work.
Tell me how you were feeling.
Drank it really fast. I felt like, you ever been caffeine drunk before?
Mm-hmm.
I was there. When I was in it deep.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt like you're drunk.
Yeah. So if you're going to Panera Bread, getting a bowl of soup and a bread bowl, maybe lighten up the load on
they're delicious. Just you got to take your time drinking them. You can't drink them fast.
Stay safe out there. Panera Bread, maybe let's lower the caffeine intake just a little bit.
Pour it on the scoops.
Yeah. All right, on next week's show, we will be trying three different charged lemonades to see how far we can make. I'm just kidding. All right.
Did you see Giannis's? That was last week, the day that we did.
Stop doing whatever you're doing with your hands.
The day that we did our podcast, Giannis had that record game.
Yeah, he scored 64 points.
The question I had, I don't know if you know this, did he get the game ball?
I think he ended up getting it. So what happened is, Giannis scored 64, was the Milwaukee Bucks record for most points in a game. He wanted the game ball. Apparently, the Indiana Pacers had a player score his first point, so they went and got the ball. Misunderstanding, whatever, what have you. Giannis was pissed off. By the way, this was in Milwaukee, and Milwaukee won. So you think the winning team should get the game ball, if 100%. Anything. Yeah. So they took the ball, and I don't know if there was any bad means behind it, but Rick Carlisle came out and said, no, it was just a misunderstanding. He said he didn't like how, like, Giannis and a bunch of players, like, went to their locker room, and apparently the GM of the Pacers, like, broke a rib in a little tussle. Really? Oh, yeah. So Giannis wanted that game ball. But, hey, that's on the Pacers. That's
Milwaukee bad boys.
You lose at Milwaukee, why do you get the game ball?
That's my question.
Sure. Yeah. 64 points, first point. I'm going to give the ball to Giannis.
That's true.
Yeah.
Who the hell was scoring their first point?
Do you think I know his name? I have no idea. That's exactly what I mean, though. Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. So we're going to move into hypotheticals. Who wants to go first? I know Johnny has a couple cards in front of him. Kyle has a couple hypotheticals. Who wants to go first? Don't speak up at once, guys.
I'll go first.
Okay. So I'm going to put your mic on.
He's got some really interesting
Your mic's
ones.
On.
Okay.
Don't say anything stupid.
If you were thrown into one of the four major sport leagues, what sport and position would you be most successful in? I think we said it'd be basketball, football, baseball, soccer.
Does that sound like that? That sounds like the four, isn't it? What else would replace soccer?
Hockey?
Maybe hockey.
Hockey.
That's a no-go on our part. I can't skate, buddy. I can't skate. All right, what would you say is yours?
It had to be baseball. It had to be baseball.
What position?
I said catcher. He said to me, you'd probably be first base.
You think you could hit a baseball thrown by a major league?
No, but I'm not going
to
be able
just
to go.
To let you, just
I'm
let,
not
going to
be able to go.
And Johnny played baseball, plays baseball. Like, I just want Kyle to understand, if a pitcher throws a ball 100 times, you don't touch one of them. The only
not
way you,
one?
No, I don't think he touches one.
I'm not picking baseball either. No,
no way. And he's a baseball player in college, and he's like, no way. You kidding me?
You have to be successful.
You have to be successful.
He can throw you curveballs,
Corey. I would go for.
You
football.
Can't touch one of them.
I go and play football. They'd put me on the line, and I would get killed. If I went and played basketball, I wouldn't make it up and down the court. I ain't even gonna talk about.
I think at your weight, you have to choose football, and you'd have to be like center. And you just have to hold
what?
Your own. Long snapper. Yeah. You can't long snap.
I get my fucking neck broken off.
You can't long snap. What would you choose?
Football. Wide out.
I'm going to just disregard that. You couldn't play wide out?
Give me 2 years.
What do you mean 2 years?
Well, I said you're going to get fucking killed. And he's, I think if you put on muscle mass, if you're a small like him, like he has speed on his side. I don't.
He has zero speed compared to an NFL cornerback. Zero. Like they put you in Madden, you have 65 speed. You know that, right?
65 is generous.
It's generous. You didn't, maybe punter.
Oh,
if you give me enough time, I could punt.
Or kick field goals.
Like I can, there's bad punters in the league. I could punt a ball 45 yards.
You could kick the fucking, you kick the kickoff.
No, I couldn't.
It could over time.
I can't kick it 60 yards.
I bet you could.
No.
Over time you could.
No.
Yeah. Give no. Give you a year and a half.
I honestly think the best route for all of us would have to be soccer goalie.
Oh, that's good.
That's not bad.
Put those big mitts on, just hope for the best.
That's not bad.
If hockey was a part of this, I'm thinking goalie would be my best opportunity. Well, it'd be yours for sure. You'd cover up the whole net.
We talked about this. Thanks. We talked about this earlier. What's the hardest sport?
Baseball.
You think baseball is? I said
1,000%.
Basketball is the hardest.
Well, basketball is hardest because it's the most athletic people in the world.
Yeah.
Play basketball. Like Johnny's athletic. We wouldn't be able to score.
No. Fuck no.
But, like, baseball, Kyle, he's, like, I think if he threw 100 mile an hour fastballs at you, down the plate, you can't touch one. You wouldn't even foul tick one.
Really?
You have to swing when he's releasing it.
Yeah, so?
You think he touches one?
I've been swinging it my whole life.
Like, and it's not the same spot. So you can get, like, there's no way you touch a pitcher.
Okay, that's true.
I could field. Or I could, like, do shags. If you give me, like, a year, I could catch balls out of the air. But there's no way I'm touching a baseball.
You're not.
I also think golf is, like, probably one of the hardest sports.
Oh, fuck yes.
Because, like, I'm decently good at golf in this area. I mean, I am so far away from being a pro golfer. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's tough. Football's for sure not it. I mean, but punter or goalie for...
Do you think, and I had said this, do you think you can be a catcher in baseball?
No.
No.
No, I can't. A curveball, how am I going to catch that?
I think my only part is.
You have to wear a cup. You'd be catching so many balls.
There's no way that I could get the ball to third base. In a reasonable
Also, I don't understand how these players can, like, throw the ball so much. I mean, I throw a baseball four times around the house, and I'm.
Fucking my arm feels like it's going to fall.
I mean, my elbow is going to fall off. So, yeah, I would say goalie, big mitts. Goalie, big mitts. I could do that. I'm gonna definitely go up some goals, but that's probably my most successful opportunity.
That'd be fucking tough though too. Imagine a professional kicker kicking a ball at you.
I know, but the goal's so big, I think like that's my best opportunity. Yeah, that's my best opportunity. All right, what do we got next, Johnny?
Do you think you could throw a football farther than a 1940s Heisman winner?
1940s, yeah.
How far can you throw a football? Give me yardage right now. I know exactly how far I can throw it. You know how far I can throw a football.
1940s, though.
Okay.
We throwing a football now?
No, just like tell me how far you think you could throw it.
Probably 45 yards.
I could throw 60. But I can only throw it like three times, and then my arm hurts.
Mm-hmm.
But I can throw a football 60 yards.
I know. I watched you.
I know. Exactly. I got a zinger for an arm. So, yeah, I could throw further than.
Yeah, they weren't that – I shouldn't say they weren't that experienced, but they weren't.
I mean, they were
– They're using leather helmets. Come on now.
Yeah. So, all right. What else we got?
All right, last one. Could you successfully steal a base in the MLB if you had 100 attempts?
And I said – He had asked me this one earlier. I said, does it count if the second base person missed the ball? And he said, no, that's an error.
I think.
Why are you smirking at me?
If you're stealing first, I think it is a stolen base. I don't know for sure, though. I don't know what it's all up to the stats.
So if someone from home is chucking it, catcher's from home chucking it, and they
miss. So you're telling me the only way that it works for you is if they screw up.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I don't got the speed.
I know you don't.
But I do got the dive.
Kyle, hey, everyone look. That's your dive. You're going to smack that sand, you're going to be dead.
I'd hit that thing, stand right up on top of it just like a pro.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kyle, you have so much confidence in yourself that you shouldn't have. 100 attempts?
Yeah.
You got to think, like, if I could probably out of 100 tries get one good jump.
Yeah.
If I get one good jump, I think I could, like, it'll be close. I'll still probably get out, but I have a small chance. I think I can get on. I think I can do it once. Once out of 100. Also, are these all, like, in a row, or can I do, like, 10 a day? Because after 10, my stamina and my speed goes dramatically down.
I said...
Kyle, you'd have to do one a day.
Something's got to happen.
One a day.
Something's got to happen. No, I got
to
get three in.
No, you need the catcher to, like,
what's,
have an aneurysm at home plate holding that ball. And you get
What's the yard or foot between them, you know, from first to second?
Is it 120, maybe? Oh, no, 90. First to second is 90 feet.
That's college or pro? They're not the same, are they?
Yeah.
They are.
I think I can do feet, once. I think I can do 90 once.
90 feet.
I will say, after the first try, I'll say right now I think I can. After the first try, I will know if I can do it or not.
Oh, 100%. They're going to see me turn. I'm going to get 1 foot down, and that ball's going to be there. And be like, no way.
The most embarrassing part would be Kyle be running, and the catcher would catch you at second, and you'd just be staring at each other, and you'd still be like, oh, my God. Like, you have to put into account, it had to be like a curveball. It can't be a 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
No.
Because he'll be throwing it before I'm halfway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so, can I run him over?
No.
If I could, that'd be cooler. Then I have a really good chance.
Yeah, and they knock the ball.
Like, ripping that ball. All right. Kyle, what do we got? What's your hypotheticals?
These are just random ones.
Okay.
They're more or less questions.
Okay.
Whenever you were a kid, did you ever have a crush on a cartoon, and who is it?
A cartoon character.
Well, we'll mix this up. We'll go cartoon first, and then we'll go TV show.
Okay. My crush is, what's her name? Kim Impossible.
That's mine, too.
I think that was every kid our ages. Kim Impossible was... I have no idea what...
Kim Possible.
Yeah, whatever her name is. I mean, she was... banging back in the day. I was in fifth grade, like, Mom, get the fuck out of here. I'm watching my show. I'm trying to think of other shows.
So, like, Hannah Montana, Sweet Life. Like,
no, you said cartoons.
Oh, okay.
Like, what other shows were cartoons that I watched? I will say, this is, like, crazy because it's an animal.
Don't. I know what you're going to say.
Lola Bunny?
Oh.
Come on, right? No? Lola Bunny?
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Like, she was banging a little bit. Like, I know she was a bunny, but hey.
I thought you were going to say Sandy Cheeks off of Sonic.
Ooh, maybe a little squirrel action? Lola Bunny was
Lola Bunny was
not sexy. Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a bunny,
yeah.
Of course. I mean, I could go off rip. If it's not a cartoon, that's how we're going to do it. For sure, Hannah Montana. No? No?
All right, I'm in.
Lizzie McGuire. What's her name in real life?
Hilary Duff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're going to move over to Nickelodeon for a little bit.
Zoe. Ooh. Zoe 101 was, that's what's her name in real life. It's Zoe Spears. Is that what it is or no?
Is her first name Zoe?
It's Britney Spears' sister. What's her
name? Yeah, whatever. So Zoe, Sam from iCarly.
And what's her name?
And Megan Cosgrove.
Yep.
But
Miranda Cosgrove.
Miranda, yep. But for sure Sam. I'm trying to think of what other shows were out there. For sure, Ashley Teasdale off Sweet Life.
Yes. That's a good one.
Like, we could probably do High School Musicals.
Oh, what's her name?
What's her name? What? Gabriella? What's her? I should know her name. Oh, off of the Rock movies, Camp Rock. She had the gap between her teeth. She's a singer now.
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Camp Rock with Jonas Brothers?
I
she's like a...
I didn't really ever watch it.
She's like a... like a major superstar now. Camp Rock.
What's the one?
Demi Lovato.
What's the one with the Lowrider song? It's always on in the morning. Bum, 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 bum.
George Lopez.
George Lopez's wife.
I was going to say daughter.
I don't remember what her daughter looks like, but his wife.
Carmen?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Oh,
Zendaya?
Oh.
That's Zendaya?
No, oh, no.
Oh.
Also, Full House? DJ?
Yeah.
Also, what's the movie or what's the TV show? Not Home Improvement.
Fresh Prince?
No. Oh my God. Every person that's older than us is like crush. The girl.
It's not Full House.
No, it's like the guys all in high school.
Saved by the Bell.
What's her name? God, I got to look up everything for you. You have nothing to offer me here. Saved by the Bell cast. Kelly Kapowski. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
Kelly Kapowski.
Oh, yeah, she was a smoke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't really know any. I'm trying to think of anyone else. I don't think there is anything else. You got anybody else? No? That's the list? Who was like like the biggest crush?
Probably Zoe 101. I used to watch it religiously. Yeah. Degrassi.
Degrassi was good.
Mm.
Degrassi was so dramatic, and I loved it. Remember when Drake got shot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good show. That was a good show. All right, what's your next one?
Let's read down here. If you had to eat a barrel of something, what would it be?
Okay, I feel like, do I have to finish it? Like, are you asking, like, what if something, a barrel is filled with some
food? Say you got a week to eat it.
French fries.
Oh.
What?
French fries would be good.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
Could eat it with anything. A barrel full. I thought you meant in one sitting. French fries would be my best bet.
Hmm.
Popcorn, maybe?
Popcorn wouldn't be that bad.
No. Barrel full of popcorn.
Mashed potatoes.
That'd be a fucking disaster. You'd be shitting fucking through a screen. Holy fuck. Yeah, I do like fries, popcorn.
Steak?
No, I would die. You would literally die if you do either of those.
Waffle fries? Waffle fries of cheese? Chili cheese fries?
Nachos.
Half nachos, half cheese.
Do you think people think how fat and disgusting you are? No, I mean, we're talking about eating a barrel of food.
They like this.
You sure?
Maybe.
Who tells you?
My inner self.
Okay. What else we got?
Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or a coma for 10? This is kind of dark, but...
You know, I'm kind of thinking in coma for 10. I mean, what's going to happen to me in jail for 5 years? Is this a bad jail? Is this like bad things can happen to me?
It's light.
Oh, if it's a light jail, I'll go to jail for 5 years.
You got caught stealing something. I don't know, whatever.
Okay. So, I mean, if it was a bad jail, I'd choose coma because... There might be things that happen in jail
suck.
Yeah. 10 years in a coma, I guess it'd be like sleep. Yeah, like
you wouldn't really know, but you missed 10 years of your life.
I think I'd just choose...
Unconsciously 10 years.
I think I would just choose jail because it's 5 years less. Right? You want to do coma and just skip out on 5 years for fun?
10 years.
Five extra years.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean,
I would think coma.
I mean, if I go to jail and I drop the bar of soap, I mean, I might be wishing.
That's true.
Or like if I'm holding someone's pocket and.
Next one.
Okay.
What holiday is the worst holiday?
Ooh, what holiday is the worst holiday? We're coming up on Christmas. Worst holiday. Oh, God. I know what I want to say.
I'm going to get a lot of gruff for the one that
but I think my grandma and like my grandparents are not going to like this one. I think it's Easter.
You think it's Easter?
Yeah. Easter's like, I get it's like religious and I'm Catholic, and people are going to bog me for it.
Christ has risen.
I know, but like, and I know I'm going to get a lot of riff for it, but like.
Easter's your pick?
Worst one?
Yeah.
Is there worse?
I have one that I think.
You're not choosing like George Washington Day or some bullshit.
No. This is a major holiday.
Major holiday.
Yeah. Yeah. Halloween's mine.
Yeah, I agree.
You think Halloween sucks?
I'd take Halloween off.
I like Halloween.
If I had to axe one.
I like Halloween. Spooky, pumpkins. It's the start of fall. And you don't like that? Mazes.
Fall's still going to happen without
carving pumpkins. Like, my kid's now dressing up. I'm loving Halloween. I'm like, ooh. You like Easter.
I like
over,
Easter.
For what? Hiding the eggs? Do you hide the eggs, buddy? No, you don't. Do you like dyeing the eggs, buddy? Because the only things you can do is with eggs. You know what's also? Miss Bo Peeps, worst candy ever. It's on Easter.
What are Bo Peeps?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Peeps.
Those fucking
Peeps.
Little foamy things?
Miss
Trash.
Bo Peeps.
So good.
Yuck. They're disgusting. And they're on Easter.
Get the fuck out. The only good candy that's out there on Easter.
Easter got the eggs.
Is the fucking Reese's eggs.
Yeah. I will say, but like, there's just, like, I just feel like Halloween's a little more fun.
So you think it's
Easter? You should like Halloween. You're in college.
Easter is your axe, huh? What's yours?
Halloween's
gone.
You guys like Easter more than Halloween.
I'll tell you what. Rank them.
Okay.
Rank yours.
Number one, 4th July. Ooh. Number two, Thanksgiving. Number three, Christmas. Number four, Halloween. Number five, what other holidays am I missing?
Easter.
Is there another one?
Easter, Memorial Day, Labor Day.
New Year's Eve.
Is that a holiday?
It's got to be, right?
I don't know. Sounds all right. We'll allow it. Everyone's fine. Okay. You get a day off for it. Mm-hmm.
I know your list before you even say it.
Do you?
Yep.
Let's hear it.
All right. Number one, Thanksgiving.
Nah.
It's not Christmas.
It is.
You're such a man. You're such a liar.
I'm not.
If we would have asked him a month ago before he would have been eating mashed potatoes and ham at his grandma's house, he would have said Thanksgiving is his favorite. Guaranteed. Hunting, my birthday.
Christmas is my favorite.
Okay. You're just in the spirit, but it's okay.
I'm a jolly old man, yeah.
Yeah, you are. A month ago, you said Thanksgiving.
You got anything else?
No, you would have said, so now it's Christmas, Thanksgiving.
No.
You're saying 4th July.
Yeah.
Over Thanksgiving?
And then Thanksgiving.
You're doing,
Corey, you basically get a better version of Thanksgiving on Christmas. So if those two weren't right next to each other, I'd say put one further away in the year.
I'm just sitting over here being grateful and thankful.
I'm
blessed.
That. But so am I on Christmas.
Yeah, you just like the gifts.
All right. Christmas, I really don't. We don't even really do gifts anymore. Christmas, 4th of July, Thanksgiving.
Easter, Halloween.
Easter. Memorial Day. I don't do anything for Halloween.
You don't give out candy?
No.
Get in the spirit?
Until I have a kid? No.
You might never have a kid with that list.
Well, he's going to like Christmas, I'll tell you that.
What's yours? Your mic's on.
I'd say Christmas, Thanksgiving.
Johnny probably still wears Christmas pajamas, and he probably like, Mom, gets out on the Christmas tree. Mom, oh my God, where are my gifts? Nintendo, yes! All right, what do you got?
Nintendo!
Then 4th of July, and I have New Year's is one.
Ooh.
And Easter.
Yeah.
Halloween's definitely last, though.
New Year's is awesome.
Damn. I like Halloween. I like what's around Halloween. I like the corn maze.
And I agree with all that.
Like the spooky houses.
But
haunted houses, that kind of stuff?
I don't do none of those, no.
Like Stranger Things, like all that shit comes out around then, you know?
Stranger Things comes out in July.
It came, the original four seasons came out around Halloween, guaranteed.
No, one came out in the summertime.
It was the part two, dickhead. First one came out in Halloween. Guaranteed.
Stranger Things.
Ooh. I do like Christmas. I also will say for Christmas, like, I was never, like, a huge, like, listen to Christmas songs. Kind of coming around on that.
Love it.
Love it. Love I it. Listen to the country Christmas albums all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
Cole Wetzel.
Rocking around the Christmas tree and Christmas time. Yeah.
I need to get a new Christmas sweater. Or I need to dig mine out.
Could have just bought one from the retail website, but you suck. So, all right.
Is it gone?
Well, they're not for pre-order anymore. That's what you're asking. So, all right. Well, that's the show. Do we have anything else?
What's up this weekend?
This weekend.
It's Christmas.
On Monday. So, this weekend.
Friday.
I have nothing going on Friday. I have a Christmas party for Tia where she works at the dance studio Friday. Saturday, we have our Kaiser family Christmas. Sunday, we're doing the Kaiser. We get drunk. It's our tradition every Christmas Eve that Kyle's built out of the past 4 years. You have.
I was there 2 years
Look ago. In the fucking camera and say you bail.
I was there 2 years ago.
So you've been bailing.
Not bailing. I just don't have a choice.
Yeah, you do.
I bailed out of Thanksgiving.
Everybody has a choice in life.
I bailed out of my girlfriend's Thanksgiving and we went hunting together. I can't miss
both. I didn't ask for that. I want you to be there for Christmas, but you're not. So maybe this show is about to come to an end.
Oh.
All right. So that's the show. We really didn't. Sunday. So then we'll get to do that. Monday, Christmas at my parents, or Christmas at my house, Christmas at parents, Christmas at her parents' home.
You got a big day Monday.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have a kid and you start taking life seriously. I got
Friday, nothing.
Yeah.
Saturday, Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And our Christmas.
Sure.
Sunday, nice Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Monday, your parents? Monday,
my grandma's.
You don't do a pickle Christmas?
We're not doing pickle Christmas until New Year's Eve day.
That sucks.
Actually, no, not. I'm going to be fucking piss blasted when I see you.
What gifts are you wanting to get this year from your parents?
None. Told my mom, give me some money.
Is she going to give you money?
Hmm?
She's going to get you a gift.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. You're her third favorite. She's going to get you a gift.
Third.
Yeah. You think that you're her favorite?
My mom? Probably close.
You're a jokester. Has your mom ever put your whole wrestling meet on Snapchat before? No, but she does it for Brendan every Saturday because I watch it.
They didn't have Snapchat when I was there.
Yeah, they did.
They did. It came out when we were senior.
Nope, it didn't.
Wasn't wrestling.
Yeah, it came out. It came out earlier.
With Kurt Kaiser.
Yeah. So you're definitely the third favorite. I'm the second favorite. It's just what happens, Kyle.
Hmm.
Kyle, when me and you as glowing adults growing up, and we're constantly causing trouble. We're never going to be the favorites. And you know who you're in front of, but you know who you're behind. Exactly. Are you the favorite in your family?
No.
You know it.
No. Who's your favorite in your family?
Greta.
Really?
It's the girl. The girls will always win no matter what.
I don't have a girl.
I mean, Brennan's kind of a girl.
But Brennan isn't. Maybe for my mom.
Trent.
Trent's my dad.
And then Brendan.
And then my dad?
Yeah. You're third across the board.
I'm going over to his house. I'm going to fucking put my elbow down.
Okay. Well, you think you're. So who do you think you're in front of with your mom?
I think it's me.
Oh, my God. What?
Huh? I think it's me.
I think the two little ones just take you and Bailey for a ride.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so at all?
No, I mean, I don't think Bailey's
clear. You don't think how your parents got less strict, became more like, oh, yeah, I love you guys. Ooh, to the younger ones that they, yeah.
No, I think I clear number one with my mom.
You're delusional. It's all right. And that's how we're going to end the show with Kyle's delusion. All right, guys. We will be live Monday.
Tuesday.
I did buy a costume.
What'd you get?
The reindeer costume for Monday.
I got to go downstairs and make sure my Santa Claus thing fits.
So if it comes in the way it should, I'm going to be a reindeer and Kyle. I'm going to be Rudolph. Kyle's going to be Santa. And we're going to have a nice little Christmas edition, right, Johnny?
That's right.
So we hope you guys enjoyed the show. I know we just rambled on for the last 15 minutes, but we appreciate everyone that listens to the show. This show is brought to you by Wisconsin Clothing Company. Check us out as the year ends. Perfect for Christmas gifts, perfect for New Year's gifts, perfect way to support local, support Wisconsin, support me. So that's the way it goes. WisconsinClothingCo.com. Make sure to check us out on TikTok, Shot of Wisco. We're also on our full podcasts are on YouTube as videos. You can check us out on Spotify or Apple podcasts. So we appreciate you guys. Till next time. Kyle, any last words?
See you next
week. Anything you want to say to your mom quick?
Merry Christmas, everyone. Spend it with your family.
Anything you want to say to your mom quick?
Love you, Mom. I am your number one. I know that.
And that's the show, guys.